And it's time for another Senior Spotlight here on You Are There Sports. And on this edition of the Senior Spotlight, we are joined by royalty. Homecoming Queen Katie LeBlanc joins us. Katie, welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Let's introduce yourself and your family.
Hi, I'm Katie LeBlanc, and I'm the oldest of seven kids. My parents are Justin and Mary, and my siblings are Jacob, Carrie, Macy, Trista, Trevor, and Kelsey.
Wow, okay. So, well, let's start there. Being the oldest of seven, that's kind of a lot of responsibility to be the oldest one, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, some of the things that you're involved in, Katie, here, I know it's a full plate for Katie LeBlanc, isn't it, from fall to spring?
I'm involved in volleyball, golf, Minnesota Honor Society, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Web, Spanish Club, and I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, did we say golf and
volleyball?
Volleyball, yes. Right. Your athletic events. Okay. Well, let's talk. Let's start at the top of the list of our things here. Let's talk with the homecoming. Describe how that all went down for you and just the feelings, what it was like. It's such a unique thing. You're in such rarefied company there to be a homecoming queen. I mean, talk about that experience for you.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was nervous. And I don't know, it was a lot of emotions just sitting up there and then placing the crown on it. I was really excited. And I was glad that Simon was, because we're actually cousins.
Oh, okay.
So that was really cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was super fun.
And the nice thing is, I think all you, to me, the senior class seems pretty tight-knit. And I know for the guys, it was like they'd almost wish that somebody else would win it more than them. It seems like the girls were that way too.
Yeah.
You're good friends all up there. So, Honor Society, what do you do there? What's that involved? Describe what Honor Society is and how you get into it.
A group of students, or you have to apply actually, and then the teachers will select students that like have certain qualities or think that they would be good for the organization. And then we ditch cleaned and we do like community service and projects. I know we're working on the blood drive and the toy drive for this winter.
Okay. Is there a certain GPA that is required to get into that, or what's the process for applying? What are some of the things that are necessary?
I remember there's a GPA. You have to be above probably 3 point something or higher.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. And then you have to be involved in activities and, leadership qualities and stuff like that. So.
Okay. As far as the classroom goes, I know Spanish is on your list of important classes that you're taking. Are you in the Spanish both class and club? What's the difference between the two?
Yes. Spanish, I am in Spanish 3 right now. And Spanish club is just we get together and do things. Right now we're selling bracelets for kids fighting hunger, and I believe next week, Monday, we'll go to package food for that.
Okay, so obviously you're in Spanish 3, so Spanish 1, I would imagine, is just an introductory to the language. Spanish 2 builds on that, and Spanish 3, is that the highest level you go then?
You can go to Spanish 4, except, I'm not allowed to take Spanish 4 because I'm obviously a senior. And I started a little bit late, but
okay.
Yeah, so.
Do you feel like you could carry on a somewhat fluent conversation in Spanish and maybe get you through if you were ever in need of having to do that?
I could probably. I'm not too good at it, but yeah, I know like most of the words that you need to
know.
Could
you rattle out? Give us a little Spanish here, Katie.
Hola, ¿cómo te llama? Means hi, what's your name?
Okay, well, that'll get you an introduction. That'll get a foot in the door for you.
Yep.
I would imagine you're really looking forward to going to the Costa Rica trip then.
Yes.
Okay. Have you traveled a lot? Have you had any big, even out of country trips, or flown a lot, or?
I've been to Florida twice.
Okay.
And then for my grandparents' anniversary, we all took an RV and drove to South Carolina, which was really fun. That was couple years ago, and then this summer I actually went to Las Vegas.
Okay.
To watch American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, okay.
So that was really cool too.
Now, that South Carolina trip, I imagine there was some golf involved there.
Yep, there was.
Yeah, South Carolina is a golf hotbed. Let's talk about golf. Let's transition to that. Big member of the what was then the Central Minnesota Conference Girls Champions team, but now you're in a new conference, the Granite Ridge. Talk about your senior year, what your hopes are for the Pioneers this year.
I'm super excited for that to start. We are looking forward to making it to state, hopefully, as a team and individually. Last year, we came in second at sections, so one place away from going to state, and we lost to Albany, but they're in our conference this year, so hopefully we'll be familiar with them and be able to take first and go.
Now, in changing conferences, I imagine that'll give you the opportunity to play some new courses, too, if you're going to some of the different schools, maybe, you know, that you leave the Central Minnesota, probably won't be going to Bruton anymore or Osakis or such.
Yeah, new courses will be fun. I know we played, like, St. Cloud Cathedral's course just as an invitational this past year, so we do have a little bit. Like, we know what the courses are a tiny bit, but, yeah, new courses should be fun.
And volleyball just kind of wrapped up. Talk about the season for the Pioneers and how you thought it went.
I thought it went pretty good. I feel like we could have went a little farther in playoffs, but that's all right. There was a great group of girls, and we got along very well, and it was super fun.
As far as the classwork that you're doing, do you have a favorite class that you're taking? What's your area of interest in studies?
I would say, well, like, if we're talking a real subject, I would go with math. I'm taking stats. It's challenging, but I don't know. I always kind of liked math, so.
I would say the majority of people, when they hear a statistics class, they think, oh, you know, it's something sports related, like, oh, he averaged, you know, 20 points a game, or he hit 300 in baseball. But that's not really what it is it?
No, it's kind of complicated.
Yeah.
A lot of calculator stuff, and right now we're working on making claims, and I don't know, it's confusing, but it's fun.
Is there a heavy workload with that? I mean, overall, as far as your studies, how much homework do you bring home? I mean, kids are so involved with so many things. When you walk out of school here, are you taking stuff home to work on, or are you able to accomplish most of what you need to do during a school day?
I usually do take some stuff home. My classes aren't very difficult. Last year, they were harder.
Okay.
Or I took more college classes. But, yeah, I take, I probably have like 20 minutes at least of homework.
All right. Do you have a college in mind? What are you kind of leaning toward as far as future studies and a major?
I just went on a college visit to St. Ben's and St. Cloud, and actually this coming weekend I'm going up to Duluth to check out three schools up there. So hopefully, I don't know.
Okay.
Still looking.
What field are you maybe interested in?
I was thinking elementary teaching and stuff, except I'm not 100% sure.
Sure.
It'll probably change.
Oh, it often does. It often does. That's one of the things you hear, that kids will change their majors many times. So don't worry if that does happen for you. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a very great program here. Talk about your involvement with that, how you got involved with that, and what do you do with that?
So once a week I go over to the elementary, and I have a match, and my match is a little boy. And, yeah, I just go over there for about an hour, and we play games and just kind of get them out of the classroom and just doing kids stuff.
And I would imagine that's very rewarding, too, to see a youngster respond to you that maybe doesn't have an older sibling to look up to.
Yeah.
What do you, as far as, you mentioned you're the oldest of seven, so what prompted you to take him? I mean, you're already a big sister to six others, so what prompted you to do that?
I don't know. As a younger kid, I always like to look up to older kids, and I just want to be that role model for younger kids.
Any idea, have you given any thought to what you're kind of most looking forward to the remainder of your senior year? How fast has it seemed to have been going for you? Have you ordered, I would imagine, senior pictures have been taken.
Yep.
You've done all the I would imagine paperwork has started to be finalized to graduate and that type of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going really fast, but I'm enjoying it, trying to hang out with people and, I don't know, take it all in, I guess you could say.
Yeah. It's certainly I missed something here. The web program here. Let's talk about web before we let you go here, Katie. I know your schedule's very busy, but what's the web program?
We hope we get together with the seventh graders and help, or the sixth graders going into seventh grade, and in the spring we'll get together to help the transition from sixth to seventh grade or to the high school. Just be easier on kids because it can be really hard for them.
Okay. Well, I know you're a volleyball player in the fall. You're a golfer in the spring. Are there any activities in the winter, or you just kind of decompress in the winter here?
I like to try to get out hunting and fishing and stuff like that too.
Have you had any luck hunting this fall yet?
I haven't.
No?
I'm still working on it. Should be going out tonight.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for stopping by, Katie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that's Katie LeBlanc. She's our latest participant here in the Senior Spotlight on You Were There Sports.